When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, welcome back. It's Bish and EB on The Fan. Still taking your calls if you want to chime in on the game, 800-636-1067. It is a Victory Monday presented by Chiniga Mayo. So 2024 Top Workplace.
I just careers. Love to hear the song.
MIOS.com.
Can't hear it enough.
Better than playing...
Me on the saxophone,
yeah.
Botching it.
All right.
Can I tell you what's going on? We'll divert
from the NFL and go to the EP, which is sponsored.
That's right. Entertainment Page, driven by BMW Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner. For the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine, get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for my girl Miriam. She's the general manager. Check them out. At BMWFairfax.com. They'll treat you like a rock star. New used vehicles, electric, gas, whatever you want. They got power. There's nothing like a BMW. You know, I wanted to lead off, actually, with the drones.
Because it's a huge story.
The whole world's going crazy about drones.
Yeah.
And everyone's, I guess, they're over New Jersey, wherever the hell they are, and everyone's freaking out. I got to tell you, I'm not freaking out. I don't know why.
Well, they're here, too.
They're here in D.C.? Yeah, I'm sure.
D.C.
And
area.
I just assume it's some sort of military exercise or something, and they're lying to us, and they know what it is. I don't think it's like we're being invaded by like North Korea or something or whatever people think.
Well, I couldn't just be Johnny down the street just flying his drone
and
everywhere.
It could be. I think some of them are bigger. I think there is some fear I saw that you know, some of these guys are getting pissed off, and they're just going to start shooting them down themselves, and they're going to end up taking down like a small jet or something.
Yeah,
you know, be careful.
Oh, I think if you shoot them, you're going to jail.
I wouldn't shoot them down, but
because that would be like shooting down a freaking airplane.
But I know when I tweeted, I got nothing for this monumental alt cast that we did the other night, and we ended up having a good time, and I think it worked out. But a lot of people said just kill time talking about the drones. The drones are capturing everyone's attention. I don't know if they're capturing yours. Mar, they captured yours. Drabby, they capturing your attention at all? I'm just assuming it's some sort of military thing.
Military exercise.
Something's going on. They're just lying to us. They know what it is.
I've heard all of the theories. So
I don't think we're in imminent danger or anything.
I feel like we're getting too many theories, and just because of that, it makes it so overwhelming. Does that make sense? But I'm with you. Like, I'm not freaking out about it.
I'm not freaking out at all.
My favorite theory is that it's aliens. Uh-huh. And that good aliens are fighting bad aliens. So that's my favorite theory.
Some people are saying that?
Yep.
They actually think it's aliens.
Yep, they think it's aliens.
Yeah. The problem is that like a lot of our elected officials that are supposed to kind of calm us, they don't know what's going on. They're not telling them. They have no idea what's going on.
I thought they put out a statement yesterday.
Who's they?
The military?
Yeah, the military. Somebody did.
What'd they say?
I thought they said it was to monitor other drone activity.
I don't know what you're talking about, sure. Listen, whatever they're saying, I assume they're lying, but I also assume it's nothing terrible. So probably two.
Well, all I know is if you shoot down a drone, it's a federal crime.
Mm-hmm.
So don't shoot it down. I don't know how else you, jam their
signal.
Didn't
that guy do that a couple weeks ago? He shot down something. I think it was a drone that was on his property, like on a farm. And he just shot it down, and I think they arrested him.
They arrested him, right?
Yeah.
It's a federal crime. It's like shooting down an airplane.
Yeah, so don't do that.
Is it legal for, let's just say my neighbor wanted to fly his drone over my house. Is it legal to fly a drone over someone's house? I guess it is.
I don't know. I know you can't do it in certain areas. You know, obviously, like you can't do it like around D.C.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know this was a big story in Jersey.
They say eight states.
Yeah.
You can't fly drones within like 20, 30 miles of D.C.
Right.
They don't work.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
But you can fly them out near our house. I mean, what if there was
out there?
If there was a drone flying over your house, would that bother you?
I mean, they're loud. I don't think I would want one.
I think it kind of depends how big it was. If it was a kind of smaller one,
they're saying these are pretty big. These aren't like those little ones you see.
Some of them, yeah, they are pretty
big. Like you see, you know, like at Costco. I think these are some of them. They look like small.
Military grade.
Like cars.
Yeah.
Right? They're like pretty big.
But there was a story about, I think this happened maybe, what's today, the 16th? So this happened maybe Friday or Saturday. There was a drone that crashed into someone's house in New Jersey.
Oh, no.
And the officials determined the craft was a hobby or a toy type of drone. So I guess that wouldn't have been
a small
deal.
One. So the fear,
but it crashed right into the house.
So what's the fear? Why
the fear
is everyone going crazy?
Is it's like an attack from like China or Russia or something, and all of a sudden we're gonna have a wave of 1,000 drones just
fighting up in the air,
just firing like what was the
firing name? Missiles at one another?
Yeah, shot. Yeah, whatever. Dropping nukes. I mean, actually the. The possibilities are endless. If you go down that road, you could get quite terrified, right?
Oh yeah.
If you really let yourself, but it just.
But if there were drones flying all over your neighborhood every day, it would bother you.
Oh, the sound is annoying.
Yeah, I mean, it's just. I mean, you would wonder where they're coming from, who's flying them, but it would bother you a little bit. Yeah. If you just saw them once in a while, it would be fine.
I don't know. Maybe people have better insight.
But these people in New Jersey are seeing them every single day.
People do. But I just assume whatever they're saying, they're lying.
This one guy took a picture of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 drones flying over his neighborhood.
Yeah, and they must be big. They're not like those little small things that like, you know, people have.
Yeah.
I don't think. Chris Rock, I guess, did he do the opening for SNL? And there was a bunch of, like, I saw Adam Sandler did a guest spot. Maybe they're celebrating their 50 years. And then I know he took some shots at the show, basically said they've had 25 good years. You know, maybe the last 25 have been so great. But people are also grilling him because he's clearly looks like he's had some sort of plastic surgery.
Oh, okay.
If you've seen Chris at all lately, and then
not surprised, everybody in Hollywood does.
I don't know what's going on with Jamie Foxx, but he got hit in the face with a glass while celebrating his birthday at a restaurant in Beverly Hills. Now I don't know. They say someone from another table threw a glass, it hit him in the mouth, and he had to get stitches. Now I don't know if he was the intended target, or if he was just an innocent bystander.
Who throws a glass?
I don't know. Especially like in Beverly Hills, like at a fancy restaurant. Like, what's going on?
Yeah, at Mr. Chow.
Did we go there?
Restaurant.
Remember,
Mr. Chow?
Remember, we went to that.
I don't think I went to that restaurant.
No, we went to a nice restaurant out there. And there, God, it's a trendy one. It wasn't Mr. Chow, but it was one of them. I can't remember the name of it. Cakes would probably remember. Sylvester Stallone. Has a $35 million mansion in Palm Beach. you know, kind of like, you know, where the Breakers is and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently,
love the Breakers.
He's got plans. He's got a huge waterfront property. They say about 250 some feet. And I guess he's getting tired of, or just wants to eliminate the idea that people could just, they can take their boats right up to his backyard.
Right.
So he has plans to put an underwater seaweed barrier, I guess, so that you can't take your boat up so he can have some privacy.
Surprised he didn't do that before.
And people are upset about it. There's a big to-do about it.
Hmm. So people are just going up there and just taking photos.
I would guess, right? So if you have a boat and you go and you say, oh, there's Sly's place, there's Vanilla Ice's place, there's Madonna's place.
All in the same hood?
I don't know. I think some of those are in Miami, actually.
Okay.
But yeah, it's a big to-do. But I guess you are somewhat vulnerable if you're like celebrity, somebody where, you know, a lot of people, there'd be a lot of interest. If you have a waterfront property, anybody could just, they could probably just take their boat right up to your backyard.
Sure.
You probably feel fairly vulnerable.
And it's not like you can build a wall there because you want the view of the water. So, I mean, I don't know what else you can do.
So are all of the football games, how many football games are going to be on Christmas Day, Valdez? You would know this better than me. There's two games.
Right.
Are your Ravens playing?
Ravens, yeah. Texans, and I believe Pittsburgh and, Pittsburgh, Kansas City.
Okay. And they're both going to be on Netflix, right?
Correct.
Yes. I believe there's an early game, which is, I think, at
1.
12 or 1, and then the other one's at 4.
Yeah, 4:30.
And I guess the NFL announced that Mariah Carey will be the opening act for the NFL's Christmas Day game. So that's going to be a big thing, like the Thanksgiving deal, right, where they have the big performances.
Is she going to be performing at one of the stadiums?
Her performance on NFL Christmas Game Day will air ahead of the live games.
She's definitely going to sing this song.
I wonder if it's going to be recorded, because I think she sounds terrible now. I think she blew her voice out from all the touring
Maybe
and everything.
Maybe got better. Maybe she rehabbed.
I don't know, man. I think she pretty much sounds terrible now.
Let me know.
The Chiefs Steelers are at 1. The Ravens Texans are at 4:30. Are you happy about that, being a Ravens fan, that you watch games on Christmas? What day does Christmas fall on this year?
Wednesday.
It's on a Wednesday. Yeah. It's weird.
I'd rather be the early game.
So that...
But I at this point, I understand that Lamar Jackson is a commodity in the NFL, and yeah, that networks will do anything they can to have him.
He's a must-watch.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I've come to that conclusion that there's going to be an inordinate amount of night games and just special games regardless.
I wonder if Patrick Mahomes will be playing in that Steeler game on Christmas Day after what happened to him yesterday.
I just don't know why, again, you guys... I mean, Josh Allen's having a great year, but isn't Lamar having a much better year?
Statistically, yes, but...
I don't understand.
But if Buffalo wins the division, Allen will probably take the MVP.
Just because Allen of right the better
now,
team?
Allen right now is minus 1,000 or minus 700 to win the MVP.
Over Lamar?
Yeah. Overwhelming favorite.
It's crazy because...
he's got 11 rushing touchdowns.
I know, but... Lamar has 34 passing touchdowns to his, 25?
25, yes.
Yeah, I mean, he's basically, I don't even understand it. 34-3, and how many rushing does Lamar
six.
Have? Like, he has six? So he's already got 40 touchdowns.
39.
No, he's got 34 passing. If he's got six rushing.
Yeah, the 40.
Yeah.
So
what are we talking about here? Why is this a debate?
Well, hold on. He's got 40. Well, Josh Allen has 36 combined touchdowns.
Okay, but
he's only
got
four ahead of him.
Better touchdown interception ratio.
Well, I mean, they're having a great year.
Isn't having a great year.
He should definitely
be
in the discussion.
Should be the leader. Why is everyone assuming it's? So understand.
Because he's having a great year as well.
And if you want to say Saquon, that's fine too. I get that. Saquon's playing great.
It's because the MVP isn't necessarily a individual award anymore. It's
about the team.
It's about how well your team does in comparison to the other teams.
Yeah. I mean,
it's always gone to the quarterback of the number one seed.
Well, I don't know if that's...
Wouldn't that be Mahomes then?
Well, if Mahomes was putting up better numbers, he would be in the mix too.
I think it's just crazy. I think Josh Allen's great, but I just think Lamar's having a ridiculous season.
Lamar is having a great season, but Josh Allen is also having a ridiculous season. I mean, he just is. And his team's 12-2.
Yeah.
Or just, what are they? No, I'm sorry. They're not 12-2. 11-3.
It's kind of ahead of him in almost every category. I don't know. I don't get it. I think your boy's getting snubbed here, Valdez.
I do feel like there is a little bit of fatigue.
That does factor in. Like the one time Karl Malone won an MVP, right? Didn't Karl Malone win one year?
Yes.
When like Jordan should have won. It's probably a little of that. Who knows?
We'll say it is kind of weird. Like Dan Orlovsky, and we like Dan, but he already said that the MVP race is over. I did find that fun.
He gave it to Josh Allen.
He basically gave it to Josh Allen. And Dan Orlovsky votes. I was like, well, there's kind of a 4 weeks to play here.
Why would he say that?
I don't know. That was kind of weird.
Yeah.
Well, you would rather Lamar.
Oh, trust me. Yes.
Just win a Super Bowl and not win the individual
award. The individual award, very passe.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
But it, the
so
MVP,
important.
The MVP award, it's so weird that it became this huge talking point on network TV shows and everything, just because it's so fluid and it changes so week to week. It's a huge talking point for all of these loudmouth shows that JP loves to watch.
Well, think about it. If the Bengals were 9-5 right now instead of 6-8, he might be the leader in the clubhouse. So he's having a dumb year.
I think a lot of it with Allen goes to the fact that they've beaten the Chiefs and the Lions.
Yeah.
And he's, you
they're
know,
having
he
a,
led
the team is a great team.
Victories in those games. I mean, those are monster games, prime matchups that everyone's watching, and he's dominating those games.
Yeah. What about that Ravens prime matchup where he got benched in the fourth quarter?
I don't know. How'd Lamar do against the Chiefs in the week one?
Well, he lost, but put up good numbers.
You think so? You think you would give it to Josh Allen?
I love Lamar Jackson. Yeah. But I'd give it to Josh Allen right now.
That's weird. All right, whatever.
I mean, I just don't think you can overlook the fact that he's got 11 rushing touchdowns.
Okay.
He doesn't have 34 passing touchdowns yet, but he's 11.
He's also most valuable player, and I think the Ravens have a lot of talent around Lamar. They have Derrick Henry. They got a great – they just have a very solid team. I think the Bills are nothing without Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in the last 2 weeks, Josh Allen has 10 total touchdowns.
In the last how many?
2 weeks. And they beat some pretty good teams. They beat the Rams on the road and obviously Detroit yesterday. 10 total touchdowns. Not bad.
Right.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
But Lamar, you know, Lamar's having a great year. I wouldn't have a problem with either one getting it.
I think Josh Allen
is putting up dumb numbers.
I assumed he was ahead, but I guess I don't know.
Hey there, sports fans. Looking to upgrade your office game? Swing by PVI Office Furniture, where they've got everything you need to take your workspace from the bench to the big leagues. Whether you're drafting up the next great idea or just need a power play and comfort, PVI has the perfect lineup of desks, chairs, and accessories. If you mention The Fan, you'll score 15% off your in-store purchase. Just mention us. Don't miss your shot. Hit the ice at PVI Office Furniture today and elevate your workspace like a true champ. PVI Office Furniture, where productivity gets a hat trick. Visit them at PVI.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.